Good morning. It's 8:56. Yeah, 8:56 a.m. on. This is Sunday, September 1st, 2024. Here on a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's a very pleasant morning. Yeah, 64-ish, and the sun is quite warm, but the ambient is low enough that even with the hoodie, at least so far, I suspect the last half mile is going to be a little bit warm, but at least so far, very comfortable morning, very nice day out here. I got sidetracked this morning, fell down a rabbit hole on Mastodon. My shoe's untied. One of the many things about Mastodon is that they have, I don't know if you call them a writer's game or prompt or whatever. I've been writing a haiku prompt. I've been providing the prompts for a few months now. And have been aware of other writing prompts that go by. Most of them are not terribly interesting or pertinent, but recently there was a scare about the server, the instance that I'm on, that the main owner, the main maintainer, had sort of disappeared and wasn't responding to any direct messages or anything. And the reason I started, before that reason, I started another copy of myself, for lack of a better term, over on a different instance where I knew the administrator, Stefan. I did a podcast with him recently. And I've had a pseudonym over there that only deals with moderation. I've been helping him trying to help him deal with moderation over on that server as well, to, you know, try to give back a little bit to the community. And so when I started looking around, I thought, well, indieauthors.social. Okay, that's basically me. So if I have to go somewhere, that would be a logical place for me to go. Okay, my mouth is dry, my nose is running. It would be nice if they were reversed, but so it goes. So I started a new me over on Indie Social. And after I got it all set up, Zirkus straightened itself out. The administrator came back from Limbo Land and explained what was going on and why it wasn't really going to go away anytime soon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now I have two me's. One on a very general instance, zirk.us, and the other on Indie Authors Social. And I thought, well, maybe on Indie Authors Social, what I ought to do is be an author who is social and talk there. Maybe over there I could participate in some of these interesting, I hope, interesting hashtag prompts. I picked up two, Writing Wonders and Writer's Morning Coffee. No, Writer's Coffee Club. Which, coffee, of course, I'm going to Look at that one. We'll see the prompts for the first day of the month for each of them. They publish a list monthly. And because it's first day of the month, I was able to pick up how those prompts are being disseminated. It's really easy. It's not intuitively obvious on the last day of the month, because the hashtag that would otherwise point me to it is somewhat buried. So I picked up the monthlies for each of the two. Writing Wonders is introduce your main character as if he were a superhero. If he's a superhero, introduce him as a normal person. And I'm like, really? Are those different? Morning. I don't know. I'm thinking about that one. The other was, what writerly accomplishments have you achieved in the last year? And honestly, I haven't done much. There are a couple of things. When I sat back and thought, all right, this last September, I was still fighting every day with the cat. I have like 26 files for September for drafts of the cat. And that sounds like more than it is, because my normal mode is to open the file in the morning and save it with that day's date. So every day I have a fresh copy to screw up. So the worst case happens and I do something to the file that I can't recover from, I can always go back one day. I don't have to go back any further. I always have a backup for that day. If the hard drive fails, that's a different problem. I really need to get a better backup system going, but that's another day. I actually have the tools I need to make that happen. I should do that. So yeah, last September I was still wrestling with the cat almost every day. And sometime over when the new year hit, I sort of said, you know what? I need to sit this down. I need to stop flailing and do a little more cogitating. I think it was around the beginning of the year. I don't know. I've lost track of it. It doesn't matter. It's been in the last year. And I put it down. And I would look at it. And maybe I took a bunch of notes in my new machine notebook to kind of break in the notebook and to give me a feel for what it's like to work with a pen and paper on fiction. And that was really good, because I would go back through the notes and mark them up with a different color ink and play games with them and do that sort of stuff. And it was actually pretty good. I should do that some more. Anyway. As the year wore on, I realized that what I was burnt out, and I really needed to just stop being such a twat. And just recover. And I think I'm getting there. And oddly enough, smooth transition into the status of Zola. I figured out the problem I was having with Zola. I think I did anyway. I now have a consistently locally served website that shows all the correct links, all the correct graphics, all the correct content in all the correct places, which You know, it doesn't seem like that should be such a big freaking deal. I mean, I've been building websites since websites began. And so why has this one been so difficult? Part of it is the way I'm used to having a website just, a web page just deliver. And what's on the page is what gets rendered. And Zola throws all that in a bucket. Sticks an outboard motor in the bucket, blade down, and cranks it up. So all of my preconceived notions about how a web page works still basically work, as long as I keep in mind that Zola is not going to read it in the working directories, in the working local server. It's not going to treat it as it's necessarily written. It's going to treat it as if it were built and turned into a website. And those two things are somewhat different because of the way the directory structures work, because of the way relative and absolute file paths work, because of the way Zola uses templates to format a page that's written basically in Markdown script. And I started working through it yesterday afternoon and stumbled, coming up on, get ready, sit with me, long post. Stumbled on how Zola operates in its server environment. I will find out later this morning when I upload it whether or not I've actually succeeded in creating a website that operates correctly in production. Yeah. If it works, it's gonna be cool. Good morning, kitty. It's a pretty little, not quite tuxedo cat. A tuxedo with a white jacket. So, yeah, I stayed up last night making sure that all of my links and everything were all formatted correctly. I ran through the site a couple of times. It seemed to work okay. By the time I got done with that, it was like, no, I'm going to bed. And I'll deal with putting it up on NathanLowell.com later this morning. And then we'll see how close I've come. I should be getting really close at this point if it's not exactly right. Fountain pen news, the purple safari that I bought has not yet shown up. It was allegedly delivered to my mailbox Wednesday, but was not there when I went to get the mail. Wasn't on my doorstep. We don't really have porch pirates here. We haven't had any trouble with porch pirates, so I'm pretty sure it didn't. And it, usually pens are small enough they can just fit in the post box. Once in a while somebody will do something rash, like quadruple pack it in a box that's way too big. I had one come the other day. It was an Estabrook. And it was an Estabrook SJ, which is a really small pen. And it came in a box, I swear to God. It came in a box that would have fit a dozen cans of green beans in it and still had room. But it was packed. Boy, it was packed. It was filled up with stuff, and way down in the bottom of the box, buried in all of this crap, was another package that was all double bagged and double wrapped. And I mean, it was safe. Whether it's going to be a useful pen, I don't know. I think it's got a new bladder in it. I managed to, I was checking it out, cleaning it up last night. Yeah, last night. And the section came loose, and I was able to pull it away from the body. And the bladder looks like it's brand new. It looks like a brand new black bladder. Very, very flexible. It's not crunchy. We'll see how it works. I'm using another Estabrook SJ that I got a while back that was restored. Looks really good. It writes so well. Oh my God. And Freddy was one of my Watermans. I got a Waterman. I don't remember what name, what model it is. It's a funny straight stick model that has, looks like rubber gaskets around the top and bottom and at the cap. It's just decoration. But it's a really striking looking pen. It's really quite, it looks quite rugged because it's got a full metal body. Very solid. But it took several ultrasonic cleanings to get the nib clean. I soaked it for several days and ran a cycle once a day on it to try to break things loose. Finally was able to force water through the section, through the nib. It's not a solid flow, but it's water that's moving and it comes through clean, so okay. And yesterday I put it came with two cartridges in the box. It's a, you got the original Waterman box with the little plastic insert that had two cartridges in it. And so I took one of the cartridges and plugged it in and set it cap down in my pen bucket overnight to see, you know, it's like, okay, let's try it. Let's see if this is going to work. And I broke it out this morning, intending to do my first journal of the month. First page in the new book for the new month. Man, I love this paper age notebooks. They have just about the right number of pages to do 5 months. And I don't feel like I'm wasting a bunch of pages. If I switch pages at the end of the month, I'm not left with trying to switch in the middle of a month. It's a much nicer experience. It's good quality paper. It does well with fountain pens. But I digress. So I picked it up this morning. I was going to write with it. Nothing. Not a thing. Dry as a bone. I could not figure out what the actual So I pulled the barrel off and held the cartridge up to the light to see if perhaps, you know, there was some weirdness with the cartridge that was in it. And it turns out that, yeah, actually, there was. It was empty. I don't know why it didn't occur to me to look first. I just assumed it was a new cartridge. I plugged it in. It felt like a new cartridge going in. Fit snugly, all that. And no, it was empty. And I thought, well, that's going to be a problem. So I went back to the drawing board and pulled the other one out and checked it. That was empty too. So the pen came with two empty cartridges. Thanks a lot. I plugged a small, I have a bunch of Waterman's cartridges because I bought a whole pile of them trying to find the right ones for the CC and CF versions of the old Waterman types. And so I got a bunch of, good morning. Love the sneakers. International green or yellow or something. Anyway, so I plugged one of those small cartridges and I have some small ones, I have some long ones. I plug a small one in, I figured I don't know if I'm gonna use this pen or not. Let's put a small one in, see what I get. And we'll see. I left it pen capped down in my jug, in my cup, my pen cup. And we'll see if it works any better when there's actually ink in the cartridge. I'm sure it's probably gonna work better. It still may not be quite right. The cartridge I have in my Allure is an old cartridge. It came with one of the pens, I don't remember which one. But I plugged that one in just to get the loose cartridges off my desk. And it has a really weird thing where the first few lines of writing are really nice and dark and rich and blue, and then after that it sort of fades down to the sort of shade of blue and the intensity of blue that you might find in a well-aged spiral notebook line. You know, the little lines that go across the page, the rules. But very disappointing. I don't like that color at all. Especially when I compare it to what I have in the Wingsung 362, which is, what is it? It's Noodler's Bad Belted Kingfisher. And it is it's a wicked blue. Real dark, almost black. Anyway, look at where I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow, as they say, is another day. And with any luck at all, I might talk to you then.